I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we've returned back to the art world.
My name is Tim Stover, and I am an artist here in Toledo. I manage a sculpture studio in Bowling Green, and I make my own work here in a local studio in Toledo.
Tim, like so many other artists on the Rough Draft Diaries, started making art at a young age.
I grew up working in a wood shop, in my dad's wood shop, so I've always been inclined to building and making. When I came to Toledo for an art degree, I just naturally gravitated towards sculpture. Loved welding, metal fabrication. It just slowly evolved into metal didn't really excite me anymore when you have this shiny translucent thing that you can deal with. Over time, I just gradually started doing less and less of the metal work and more of the glass, and eventually it became that my own work is entirely glass.
The process in which Tim creates his art is unique. Instead of blowing the glass, Tim uses a process called casting.
What I do is I take blocks of glass and I melt them down into molds in a kiln. So I essentially cast glass into shapes. I take these rough shapes and I grind, shape, and polish them, and then laminate all these chunks of glass back together with colored adhesives. What happens then is I'm able to create different color combinations and value and tonal shifts within the colored glasses that you wouldn't be able to achieve in just the chunk of glass. Then I take the whole structure and I grind and shape and polish it into the finished shape.
Tim found this process while he was in school, studying for his finals. As what often happens with new art, it came out of a place of friction and conflict.
During my master's thesis, I was really struggling. I had no idea what direction to go. I started just taking these chunks of glass that I had and breaking them apart and looking at them and looking at, you know, if you look at a piece of broken glass, it has those iridescent, like clamshell shapes that are just radiate sunlight in a different way than just a piece of sheet glass can. You know, all those little imperfections where the glass has broken away and chipped and it just breaks and moves, and it allows light to bounce around and dance in the edges of that. And so I found a way to take those chunks, marry them back together with a perfectly pristine piece of glass. So let's say I had two pieces of purple glass that were, one edge was broken and chipped on each one. I would take those two and I would glue them to a center structure that is, you know, perfectly polished, straight, geometrical, no imperfections in it. And that is then becomes the support structure that holds these broken pieces up and allows them to radiate the sunlight in a new way.
This idea of looking and questioning one's art to find a new process hasn't left him. Questions of,
am I doing it wrong? Am I doing it right?
Or,
should I continue? Should I not continue?
Remain long after graduating with his master's. This repetition of pushing for answers while adapting to change.
When I first started in glass, everything was very rigid. It was, this is my drawing. This is my model. It has to look exactly like the model, which has to look exactly like the drawing. I'm not the most eloquent person. I am a bit clumsy, so accidents happen. Over the course of the last 10 years, I have had to change the way I see things, whereas 10 years ago, if I had chipped a piece, that would ruin my day. Like, the day was over, I would be like, oh no, what am I going to do? The piece is ruined. Now, if I chip a piece, it's like, okay, stop, put it on the table, step back, what do I do to it? The piece isn't ruined, but I still have the piece. There's just a little tiny chunk missing. So adapt, change. And I've found that 90% of the time when I adapt and change and go with the flow, if the glass doesn't want to be that shape and it cracks and breaks, sometimes it's more interesting after it cracks and breaks than it was when my original ideal. I just go with the flow and let the glass tell me. If it doesn't want to do what I'm trying to do to it, I don't force it. I just let it come naturally and accept the imperfections.
With Tim finding and embracing his own process of art making, he feels the future looks bright, with a season of opportunity and growth on the horizon.
I guess the way I see this evolving at this point is I'm making my favorite work I've ever made in my life. Like, after 17 years, I finally feel like I've hit a good stride. What I would say is in 5 years, I would like to be continuing to explore what I'm doing, but exploring it on a more monumental size. It's like they say about any glass artist, once you start working with glass, you get that bug and you just, that's it, it's over. No other medium can compare.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.